الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode where we are discussing about Sultanul Hind, the patron of the poor, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What a beautiful title, and how our Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh lived this out and showed us practically how to uplift those who are underprivileged, those who are poor and those who are in need as well, Subhanallah. In today's episode, inshallah ta'ala, we will be discussing different aspects, and one of them which is very important for you and I, which is istiqamah, which means steadfastness on the deen, subhanallah azza wa jal. So stay tuned, inshallah ta'ala. We have a few madani pearls of advices to share in between as well, a few waqi'at, there will be a kalam as well, inshallah ta'ala. And take notes whenever you are watching any silsila of Madani Channel. Have a diary, have a book and a pen available, because capture knowledge by writing it down. And as they say, ink is the best memory. So you remember these points. You can always use them with your family members, with other Muslims as well. And with good intentions that you are sharing beneficial knowledge that will be rewardable for you. If those people practice upon what you shared, what you forwarded, then inshallah ta'ala, you will also gain thawab from there without any decrease in their reward, subhanallah. Let's remember the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So why delay? Make those good intentions today. Make them right now that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm watching, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm trying to seek ilm al-deen, knowledge of deen. And what I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. But it starts with us, by translating what we have learnt, what we have listened to into action, and practicing upon that. That's when we truly taste the sweetness of knowledge. By practicing for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we don't stop there. We share it. How many people, they just share any information, any post, they just forward, they just share it without even verifying it. But Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, your Dawat-e-Islami, your Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, has all of these things authenticated from authentic sources as well. So you can be rest assured that you are forwarding something which is authentic, subhanallah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, there are so many beautiful bounties, blessings and benefits for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durood pak, salawat or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the ummah, our most merciful Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person who recites durood pak, salawat or salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1,000 times every day will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah azza wa jal. You may have heard this narration many a times. Let's ask ourselves, have I started to act upon it? And it's bringing us back to practicing, being practical on what we learn. But look at the benefit of it. That before leaving this dunya, how fortunate, how privileged is that individual that they will see their place in paradise before leaving. And the scholars have mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal will show this fortunate person their place in Jannah via a dream. If we want that benefit as well, we know what to do. Instead of wasting away our valuable moments in this short life in unnecessary conversations, useless activities that have no real benefit for you and I in this world, in the Qabr and Akhirah, why not keep our tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the recitation of Qur'an-e-Pak, Durood-e-Pak, Istighfar, and helping others, sharing others, learning the deen, teaching the deen. And Daud Sami has all these facilities for you and I, for our convenience, to train us up and to send us out there and to educate the Ummah, to empower the Ummah with correct knowledge from authentic sources. Let's recite Durood e Pak together. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayki ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Master, Sultanul Hind, the patron of the poor, the benefactor of the poor, His Eminence, Sayyidina Sheikh Khwaja Gharib Nawaz Hassan Chishti Sanjari, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, was a pillar of strength, was a mountain when it came to upholding the teachings of Islam. We heard the narration many a times that 9 million people became Muslims because of his propagation of the deen. Now really, let's try to wrap our minds around this. That for you and I to influence one person to embrace Islam is a challenge, a great challenge, many a times. But for Khwaja Gharib Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Sultanul Hind, 9 million, subhanallah, these are the Ahlullah, these are the people of Allah Azza wa Jal, that when they speak, subhanallah, it goes directly into the hearts of the people. When they speak, people listen with attention. And that goes to all the pious predecessors, all the pious luminaries, the pious bondsmen of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah Azza wa Jal has selected them, has chosen them for this mission, to continue in the path of the Sahaba Ikram, who are continuing in the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So you see the chain, that unbroken chain right to the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is the correct path. And you and I are lucky. We are very fortunate that we are connected to such individuals. We are connected to Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi alayhi, Khwaja Saab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We are connected to these people spiritually, although they may have passed away a long time ago, but still, it is Allah Azza wa Jal who places their memories in our hearts, who places their remembrance in our hearts, that we are remembering them. Ghawsi Pak, Khwaja Saab, alayhim ar-Rahmah, they lived over 900 years ago, but their memories are evergreen and ever fresh in our minds. Because they remembered Allah Azza wa Jal. They sacrificed for Allah Azza wa Jal. They were steadfast on the deen for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because they remembered Allah Azza wa Jal, He has remembered them in this way as well, that we are remembering them, that our tongues are moist with their dhikr, with their remembrance, subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So we are lucky. We are fortunate, because as the narration says, إِنَّ ذِكْرِ الصَّالِحِينَ تَنْزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ. How beautiful. At the time when the pious people are remembered, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal descends. And we are hopeful that we are talking about Waliullah, scholar of the deen, Khwaja Gharib Nawaz, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. We are hopeful that those divine mercies of Allah Azza wa Jal are descending upon us as well. May for his sake, Allah Azza wa Jal grant us maghfirah, grant us forgiveness. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sultanul Hind, the patron of the poor, Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chishti, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was not just an individual who was a great wali that we all know, but he was also a great alim ad-deen, a great scholar of the deen, a great teacher as well, subhanallah azza wa jal. In fact, he was actively engaged in teaching the deen, preaching to others, and therefore he directly and indirectly brought 9 million people into the fold of Islam. So preaching and teaching as well. Think about this. And this is a part of the pious individuals. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Dawat-e-Islami is following in this path as well, in their footsteps. That if I were to make somebody a Muslim, let's say I made a person a Muslim, it is not sufficient to just give that person a Muslim name and a pat on the back and let them go. What have we done? Yes, if somebody says that, you know, I am interested, I want to become a Muslim, then before you take the next breath, make me the Shahada. Let him recite the Kalima immediately. Don't say, okay, you know, let's make an appointment with the Imam Sahib at the masjid. Let's go to Mulana Sahib. He will make you read the Shahada. No. Our scholars have mentioned very clearly. What if on the way there, that person passes away? Then what? So there and then, before you take another step, before you take another breath, tell them to recite the Kalima. Tell them to recite the Shahada. Explain it in English as well. And thereafter, yes, you can take them to Mulana Sahib, Imam Sahib, and in front of others, they can recite the Kalima and Shahada again, not a problem. But it doesn't stop there. Look at Khwaja Gharib Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, like the other awliya Allah, in this fraternity, they brought people into Islam and they trained them up. They didn't just leave them loose. Shaitan will come to them. Hey, you became Muslim, what difference is there? This all this wasawis and evil whispers into the heart and mind. But if we trained them up, we taught them the basics, the fard ulum, salah, Quran, sunnah, all of these necessary things, or all these recommended things as well. How to eat, how to sleep, how to live their life in accordance to obeying the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's our duty to do this as well. And your Dawud Islami has this as well. The Welcome to Islam campaign that we see in many parts of the world, even here in South Africa as well, where a person becomes a Muslim, okay, there's specialized courses. There are specialized platforms and facilities to train them up even practically. The practical method of wudu, the practical method of salah, subhanallah azza wa jal. This is your Dawat Islami, following in the footsteps of Khwaja Gharib Nawaz, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, and all awliya Allah, all Ahlul Bayt and Sahaba Ikram alayhimu ridwan, because they all followed who? The best of creation, the cream of creation, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in his time, Khwaja Gharib Nawaz, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, was also an unparalleled scholar, an alim. And keep this in mind, that every wali, every friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, every saint of Allah Azza wa Jal is also an alim. But not every alim is a wali. Hope you got that. Every wali is an alim, but not every alim is a wali. This is a necessity for the waliullah to be a scholar of the deen, whether he went formally to a Darul Uloom, a Jami'atul Madina, or he learned from sitting in the company over a period of time, in the company of ulama of the Ahlul Sunnah, learning, sitting at their feet, learning every day, subhanallah, and then Allah Azza wa Jalla inspiring their heart with hidden knowledge, with beneficial knowledge, with secret knowledge as well. But knowledge is there, that's the centerpiece. Knowledge is power, knowledge is light. You minus this, and then what? How will I know how to perform salah correctly? How to read the Quran correctly? How to make my wudu, my ghusl properly? How would I know if I don't have the knowledge of it? If I see something shining bright, fire, and I don't know the properties of fire, I don't have the knowledge of what fire does, a person will be attracted to it, maybe put their hand in it, and that could lead to their destruction because of not having knowledge. So knowledge is the thing that helps us to differentiate the halal and the haram, how to do our ibadat properly, the do's and the don'ts. Comes back to knowledge. And Dawood Sami focuses a lot on this. Here there is, I would say, istiqama, there is steadfastness on this, whether it's dars, whether it's the weekly sunnah-inspired ijtima, whether it's madani qafila, whether it's the dars at home or in the masjid, whether it's chowk dars, the street dars, whether it's the balighan and balighat classes, specialized classes for grown-ups, males, and separately for females, whether it's madrasatul madina, whether it is Jamiatul Madina, Darul Madina, the whole focus is empowering the Muslims with authentic knowledge from authentic sources. Because knowledge indeed is light, and knowledge indeed is power. Keep that in mind. And it's in our benefit, in my benefit, to get involved in these platforms, in these facilities, and to take advantage of it. Take advantage. Before it is too late, here today and gone tomorrow. What legacy have I left behind? People feel like, you know, I have to store X amount of wealth, or I need to buy so many properties, and I need to build this and build that, and that's my legacy. Your real legacy, if you left behind pious children, that's a legacy that we all must strive for. Because that pious child will make dua for you, which will benefit you in the grave. Don't you want that? That building is going to make dua. Unless, of course, you invested in a masjid, in a Jami'atul Madina, Darul Uloom, a madrasa, where people are benefiting, people are learning, are performing salah, etc. Then you're still getting that reward as well. So we should always come back to this. Then how steadfast am I on seeking knowledge of deen? And it's not like, okay, today I'll read a book, the weekly booklet of Dawood Islami. Okay, I read one page, two pages, I'm tired, I got bored, my mind is tired, and just kept it one side. No. You know, let us be punctual. Let us be steadfast. This is something which will benefit you and I. And we can learn this from the grand life of our master, Sayyiduna Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Alhamdulillah azawajal, I have been informed that there is a beautiful kalam which is ready for you and I to mesmerize us with the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to inject the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our hearts. So we will request our directors to inshallah azawajal, play the beautiful kalam inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya mu'ina deen, ya mu'ina deen, ya mu'ina deen, ya mu'ina
deen. Khaja-e Hind Mustalib hai, ala
اپنے قدموں میں بولا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا
خواجہ
اپنے قدموں میں بولا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا
خواجہ
اور جلوہ بھی دکھا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا
آہا کتنی دیر سے میں دور ہوں اجمیر سے آہ کتنی دیر سے میں دور ہوں اجمیر سے، جانے میں کب آؤں گا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا، جانے میں کب آؤں گا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا،
میرے قدموں میں ہو جا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا،
دل سے دنیا کی محبت کی مصیبت دور ہو، دل سے دنیا کی محبت کی مصیبت دور ہو، دے دو عشق مصطفیٰ خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا، دے دو عشق مصطفیٰ خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا،
اپنے قدموں میں بولا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا، اور جلوہ بھی دکھا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا،
تیری الفت میں جیوں تیری محبت میں مروں، تیری الفت میں جیوں تیری محبت میں مروں، ہو کرم ایسا شاہ خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا، ہو کرم ایسا شاہ خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا،
اپنے قدموں میں بولا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا، اور جلوہ بھی دکھا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا،
یا معین دین اجمیری کرم کی بھیک دو، اد پائے غوث و رضا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا، آفتوں کی آندھیاں کر دور دے امن و امان، آفتوں کی آندھیاں کر دور دے امن و امان، بحر خاک کربلا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا، بحر خاک کربلا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا،
میرے قدموں میں ہو جا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا، اور جلوہ بھی دکھا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا،
شب رو شبیر کا صدقہ بلائیں دور ہو، شب رو شبیر کا صدقہ بلائیں دور ہو، اے میرے مشکل کشا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا، اے میرے مشکل کشا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا،
اپنے قدموں میں بولا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا، اور جلوہ بھی دکھا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا،
جھولیاں بھرتے ہو مگتوں کی مجھے بھی ہو عطا، جھولیاں بھرتے ہو مگتوں کی مجھے بھی ہو عطا، حصہ جود و سخا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا، حصہ جود و سخا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا،
اپنے قدموں میں بولا خواجہ
بالخیر ہو میٹھے مدینے میں میرا، ہاتھ اٹھا کر کر دعا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا، ایک ذرہ ہو عطا عطار کے ہو جائے گا، ایک ذرہ ہو عطا عطار کے ہو جائے گا، خواجہ گھر بھر کا بھلا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا، خواجہ گھر بھر کا بھلا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا،
میرے اپنے قدموں میں خواجہ خواجہ پیا
خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا خواجہ یا معین الدین یا معین الدین یا معین الدین یا معین الدین. Welcome back, mashallah, a beautiful kalam, and we are in this blessed and beautiful month of Rajab al-Murajjab, wherein we are going to be celebrating the Laylatul Mi'raj, the heavenly journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where a special gift was given. And what was that gift? That was the gift of salah. Now, talking about salah, I want you to listen to this, that our Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had emphasized on the establishment and being steadfast on salah, establishing the five daily salah, subhanallah azza wa jal. In fact, he would strongly advise his mureedin, his muhibbin, his disciples, that they must always remain steadfast on the performance of salah, subhanallah azza wa jal. Sayyidina Khwaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, the mureed and khalifa of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he says that, I had the privilege of meeting my murshid, that is Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, on a certain Wednesday. And with him, there were six dervishes from Samarkand, from Uzbekistan. And amongst them was Mulana Bukhari and Sheikh, another Sheikh. They were part of the esteemed participants. And amongst these men of knowledge and spirituality, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi began saying something. What did he say? He stated, what kind of a Muslim is he? What kind of a Muslim is he who does not offer salah on time? Allah. Now, if you think about it for a moment, it's not just who does not offer salah, but who does not offer salah on time, in its prescribed time. And furthermore, as he had mentioned, that what kind of a Muslim is he who delays his salah to the extent that he misses his salah, that his salah becomes qaza. And he further says, for those lovers of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala ali, of which we are, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, he says that 20,000 regrets be upon that person who falls short in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. 20,000 regrets are on that person who falls short in remembering, who in worshipping Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So he commanded this, that istiqamah. Istiqamah is punctuality, steadfastness on the deen, which our Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Khwaja Khwajagan, had taught you and me. Yes, we know that alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had displayed many karamat, many miracles, supernatural acts gifted by Allah azza wa jal via the permission of Allah azza wa jal, like Anas Sagar, the entire Anasagar lake into that bowl. Many miracles were there. But this is the aspect that we truly need to apply. We can't perform those miracles. How do we practice upon that? We are the everyday sinners. These are the chosen people of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Ahlullah, people of Allah Azza wa Jal. But what we can practice upon is their teachings. And here, as I mentioned, Khwaja Gharib Nawaz, Khwaja Khajiga, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, emphasized that what kind of a Muslim is that person? Doesn't read his salah. Or who doesn't read his salah on time. Or who makes his salah as qaza. So my love for Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi must not only be verbal, what we say, lip service, must be practical. Then I learn about his lifestyle, his akhlaq, his character, and I live it out. I learn it and I live it. Because ultimately it's going back through the line to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the fountainhead of spirituality, of knowledge, of spiritual power. Subhanallah. So Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi was steadfast on these things. And as I mentioned previously, yes, he was a very great waliullah, Sultanul Hind. Sultanul Hind, a grand master in the Chishtiya Silsila. Subhanallah. The crown of our heads. But he was a great scholar as well. He was a great alim e deen as well. He journeyed to several places in order to seek knowledge of deen, to study the deen, to study the Quran from grand masters, great scholars. He studied the ahadith, he studied fiqh, but he didn't keep it to himself. The narration mentions that, you know, people used to gather at his astana. People used to gather at his zawiya. For what purpose? Not just sitting down and writing ta'wees and giving it the next. No. Yes, that spiritual power was there as well. The advices were there as well. The counseling was there as well. But they used to gather at his astana, at his zawiya, for the purpose of learning ilmuddin from him. And he would deliver and teach them lessons in Quran. He would teach them lessons in hadith, in fiqh, in spirituality, in character development, and many other topics as well. Because he had learnt it from ulama before him, from teachers before him. And this is what he conveyed to the people. And this is this not the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ballighu anni walaw aya," that convey on my behalf, even if it is one verse, one statement of Sharia. They lived it. They learnt it and they lived it. They lived for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are some of the things that he was steadfast on. Salah and teaching ilmuddin. Teaching knowledge of the deen to the masses. Propagating Islam to the masses. Those 9 million people, it wasn't the one-shot thing. There was effort put in it. There was tabligh and da'wah. There was taking Islam to the people, showing them, especially via his character, his noble character, his refined mannerisms. And people were attracted like a moth is to a candle. Subhanallah. So these are things we need to learn. And we need to apply in our lives. O Ashikane Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi. These are things emphasized by the great Khwaja rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. Salah. No negotiations. The first action on the Day of Judgment that we will be questioned about is Salah. That's it. Am I ready for that question? It's a question to ask ourselves now in this dunya, on this earth, whilst we are still alive. Am I ready for that question regarding salah? Is your salah up to date? Imagine if I'm asked right now, somebody asks me, what's the condition of your salah? Are your five times salah established? Are you reading your five times salah with khushu and khudu, with full concentration? Are you reading your salah correctly? Every aspect, every posture, the ruku, the sujood, are your pronunciations, your tajweed, your makharij, is it in order? But we must ask ourselves those questions. Before I am asked such questions on the day of judgment, and think about what's going to be my response, my reply, my answer here now, if somebody asks me, and if I ask myself, and I should ask myself, then what's going to be my response on the day of judgment? Will I be embarrassed because I didn't worry about it? Will I be humiliated and disgraced because I didn't care about rectifying my tajweed and makharij, to recite the Quran properly, to make my postures properly, to know the necessary knowledges regarding salah, like the preconditions of salah, the fara'id of salah, the wajibat of salah, the mufsidat of salah, the makruh tahrimi acts of salah? Do I know it? If I don't, why don't I know it? Nobody told me. Knowledge is available. Scholars are available. Books are available. Dawat Islami is there. Come. Don't waste time. My humble request and advice, don't waste time. If your eyes are closing tomorrow, what excuse do I have? Ya Allah, I didn't know. I didn't know the importance of knowledge of deen. But I got my degree in this discipline and that science. That has no value in the afterlife, nah? Yes, study it here. We need Muslim professionals in different disciplines. We need that. But don't sacrifice your priority, which is knowledge of deen, which is obedience to Allah and His Rasul, which is worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, which is preparation for the grave and the hereafter. If we sacrifice that, I'm telling you, we will be so regretful when the angel of death is staring us in the face. And nobody's going to help us there. Because we didn't help ourselves. When we were alive, we were living, we were breathing, we had the power, we had the energy to go and seek knowledge of deen. And Dawud Sami has made it so simple, so convenient, that so many online courses are now available from the comfort of your home. You just sit down in front of your laptop or your PC or even your phone. Go into the website, you'll see online courses, the tab, click on it, and you'll see almost 40 different courses are lined up. Beneficial courses about salah, about zakah, about hajj, about so many different aspects. So many about Quran, about hadith, about fiqh, about sharia. It's amazing. We have to take that first step forward. The first step forward, it begins with that first step. And even before that, it begins here. The mindset. You change your mindset and you change everything. That's where it begins. And Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, like the awliya Allah before him and after him, gave us this mindset. Steadfastness, no matter what it is. Remain steadfast on the deen, on your salah, on the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worries about us, cares about us, not just here, but on the day of judgment as well. Subhanallah. How am I remembering him? Am I emulating, imitating him? Or his enemies, those who have no spirituality in their life, those, some of them don't even believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, but I'm dressing and I'm living and I'm, you know, leading my life in accordance to their decadent lifestyle. Something for us to think about. Change while you have the time. As Mawla Ali Karamullah Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem has said, today is the day of action, not accountability. And tomorrow, that is the day of judgment, it will be the day of accountability, not action. Now is the time to plant the seeds of good deeds. Because on that day, we won't be able to do anything to increase our rewards, our good deeds. But there's going to be accountability for each and everything that we uttered, for each and everything minor or major that we did. That's the day of judgment, the day of justice, the day of accountability. Am I ready for it? We should ask ourselves these questions. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we just look at these two aspects of the steadfastness of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, of establishing ilm al-deen and salah. From here, everything else we can branch off. Because in that ilm al-deen is knowledge of the Quran, knowledge of the hadith, and there you branch off into so many other aspects. Knowledge of fiqh, of character building. So how do I get the steadfastness? You know, what should I do? What wazifa must I read? Contact Ruhani Ilaj, let them do istikhara for you. Maybe there's some spiritual difficulty that is challenging you, and they will arrange the spiritual cures as well. But more than that, or in conjunction with that, I need to put effort in. And it starts with what we mentioned before, our central focus, our point of reference, knowledge. That's where we need to start. And from there you grow out. Learn about salah, the postures, Quran, about my wudu, about my ghusl, about sunnah, about the Quran. These basic things, fard ulum, the necessary knowledge that every Muslim male and female has to learn. Because on the Day of Judgment, ignorance is no excuse. And if we look at the lives of all the awliya, sahaba, the anbiya, especially our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of tolerance he had, how much of patience he had, how steadfast was he despite the challenges in front of him, against all odds, the people, the oppression, the injustice. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to Ta'if, you know the famous incident, and they were pelting him, na'udhu billah, they were stoning him. The blood was oozing out of his blessed body, and the angel comes and says, Ya Rasulullah, you give us permission, and Ta'if will disappear while we take these mountains and crush them. They will be annihilated, they will disappear. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, no, leave them. For from their generations, they will believe in me. They will believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. And Taif today is Muslim. But he was steadfast in his approach, in his mission. Look at Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu an, the great muazzin of Islam appointed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forcing him to renounce Islam, and he was just Ahad. Allah is one. That is not easy. Imagine if I was in that position. What would I do? What would I say? What would be my reaction? Steadfastness. Now, we don't go through those difficulties. Those Muslims who are truly going through oppressions and injustices, we make dua that Ya Allah Azawajal, for the sake of our master Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, relieve them of that oppression. Expose the oppressors, Ya Allah. Destroy and remove the oppressors, Ya Allah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's going to take effort. It's not a one day thing that, okay, next day I'm just going to change and, you know, everything I'm going to learn and as a process. I'm going to share one secret with you in a few moments. But before that, there are certain obstacles on the path of steadfastness. Certain things are going to stop us, hinder us from progressing to become steadfast on the deen. As you know, the incident where a person hears about the great miracles of our master Sayyidina Junayn Baghdadi radiallahu anhu, And he joins his classes to observe him. Let me see what kind of miracles he does. So he spent a few days and he doesn't see any miracle. So he packs his bag and he's about to leave. He said, I'm wasting my time here. Sayyidina Junayn Baghdadi, he comes to him. He says that, you are leaving. You came looking for a miracle, a karama. He said, yes, I heard about your miracles. So I came to see, to observe for myself. I didn't see anything. Sayyidina Junayn Baghdadi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, asks him, did you see me doing anything for this entire time you were here? Did you see me doing anything against the Sharia? Anything against the law of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And he says, no. You upheld the Sharia. And Junayn Baghdadi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, says that, what is a greater miracle than that? Allah. Steadfastness, no matter what it is. Steadfast on the deen, steadfast on the sharia, steadfast on the sunnah, and steadfast on the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yes, there are certain hindrances, certain things that are going to be obstacles against you growing your steadfastness, your istiqamah. I keep this beautiful narration in mind. Al-istiqamatu fawqa al-karama. That steadfastness on the deen is greater than any miracle, that is greater than a saintly miracle. Subhanallah. So what are some of those obstacles? Not having knowledge of the deen. That is number one. Knowledge of the deen is power. It is light. It will illuminate your life. So not having knowledge of the deen, avoiding to attend the masjid, that applies to Islamic brothers. Not controlling the tongue can be very dangerous. Wronging yourself by committing sins, this is actually oppressing oneself. Adopting the company of those with corrupt beliefs and adopting the company of sinful people. Having the greed to fulfill the desires, the nafs. Not being patient upon difficulties and hardships. Despairing from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we are told, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Having long hopes and desires, that will actually keep you running in circles. And then Malak al-Maut alayhi salam, the angel of death, will come one day and it's all gone. All those castles in the air. And the biggest obstacle on the path of steadfastness is hubbud dunya. Love of the dunya. If the dunya settles itself in the heart, it will destroy us. How can I become steadfast? Number one on the list is to seek knowledge of deen. And believe me, you don't have to think about this too much. That where must I go? What must I do? Which books must I read? I'm telling you, the shortcut. Get involved in the activities of Dawat-e-Islami. You attend the weekly sunnah-inspired ijtima, you attend the dars, you attend the special classes for grown-ups, you read the weekly booklet, one by one, one piece at a time, you will learn in the process. And nek a'mal is the secret which is now out. You practice on that and you will be developing your spirituality, developing your steadfastness as well, and this will be in following in the footsteps of our master, Khwaja Gharib Nawaz, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, and Allah will always keep us on his path, and the path of all awliya Allah, sahaba ikram, ahlul bayt, and of course the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, don't forget to keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The light of the mystics.